When she closed her eyes, she saw faces swimming before her. Joffrey and his mother, Ilion Payne, and Merrin Trant, and Sandor Clegane. But they were in King's Landing, hundreds of miles away, and Sir Gregor had lingered only a few nights before departing again for more foraging, taking Ref and Chiswick and the Tickler with him. Sir Amory Lorch was here, though, and she hated him almost as much. Didn't she? She wasn't certain. And there was always Wheeze. She thought of him again the next morning, when lack of sleep made her yawn.
Weasel, Wheeze purred, next time I see that mouth droop open, I'll pull out your tongue and feed it to my bitch.
He twisted her ear between his fingers to make certain she'd heard, and told her to get back to those steps. He wanted them clean down to the third landing by nightfall. As she worked, Arya thought about the people she wanted dead. She pretended she could see their faces on the steps and scrubbed harder to wipe them away. The Starks were at war with the Lannisters, and she was a Stark, so she should kill as many Lannisters as she could. That was what you did in wars. But she didn't think she could trust Jaqen.
I should kill them myself.
Whenever her father had condemned a man to death, he did the deed himself, with Ice, his greatsword. If you would take a man's life, you owe it to him to look him in the face and hear his last words. She'd heard him tell Rob and John once. The next day, she avoided Jake and Hagar, and the day after that. It was not hard. She was very small, and Harrenhal was very large, full of places where a mouse could hide. And then Sir Gregor returned, earlier than expected, driving a herd of goats this time in place of a herd of prisoners. She'd heard he'd lost four men in one of Lord Beric's night raids, but those Arya hated returned unscathed and took up residence on the second floor of the Wailing Tower. Wheeze saw they were well supplied with drink.
"They always have a good thirst, that nut," he grumbled. "Weasel, go up and ask if they've got any clothes that need mending. I'll have the women see to it."